Lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Wow. Okay. Some other guests we've had coming in that can't say on the radio.
Nope.
But it seemed like Mandy and Paul hit it off on their date. Had a bit of a sleepover. Hung out a little bit longer than normal for a first date. But Paul went home a little abruptly the next morning and hasn't got back with Mandy.
And which, again, they met on Twinder?
Twinder, yes. This new hashtag
twins go out on dates together. Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito are on dates together.
Yes.
Twins.
Twinder. It's the sequel to Twins. Twinder.
Ooh, that would be a fun
they're
sequel.
They're both older and single now. Brothers.
Are you smelling bird fur?
Identical twins, as you can see.
Somebody
anyway,
check those gummies she's eating over there. Check those gummies she's
burnt
eating over
fur
there.
Over there.
They
you smelling?
Met on Tinder, so maybe that was all he was looking for. I know she felt like it was a deeper connection, but that's probably a common problem that one person thinks we should see each other again, and the other person is just using Tinder.
That's where we step in and figure things out by calling Paul.
Hello?
Hey, Paul.
Yes?
Hi, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick with Kix 96.9, the radio station.
Okay.
Hi. Hey. Okay, you're going to be even more confused here in a sec, so please don't hang up on us. We have a weird question for you. We want to talk to you about a girl you met on Tinder named Mandy. From what we understand, you guys had a pretty great date, and then in the morning, you left and then later texted her saying you would not be seeing each other again. And she thought maybe you would be seeing each other again. And she's a little confused by the whole thing. And yeah, was just looking to... She asked for our help maybe in finding out if something went wrong.
Is this like a part of your... You guys do like this, like a thing on your show.
We just try to help people out. People who have been either ghosted or something went wrong that they don't understand and they need some help figuring it out because sometimes a mediator can help that. My question was: this just a Tinder hookup, and you were never intending it to be more than just one night?
No, actually, I was open to it continuing. I mean, Mandy was amazing. I feel very strongly it would be bad for us to see each other again.
Why?
Okay.
She's pretty perfect. And I feel like an idiot for having to like let her go, but and not, you know, continue on with it. But we just have too many things in common.
You have too many things in common?
Okay.
Are you related or something?
No.
Did you find out that you're actually cousins?
Because that's happened before.
No.
Okay. What do you mean too many things in common?
Give us this breakdown. What's going on?
I mean, we hit it off, and we had a great time on our date, and, I ended up back at her place. And I kind of had this feeling like all night she looked kind of familiar, and I was trying to remember if maybe we went to high school together, maybe we like friend of a friend. So I was kind of cautious already. Anyhow, we just really hit it off, and things got pretty physical, and I ended up spending the night at her place,
right.
I was glad I did until I got up to use the restroom, and I noticed her. She had like a picture of her family on her dresser.
Okay.
And the thing is, so it turns out I know her mom. And
Or you work together? What do you mean?
Or you know?
No, I wouldn't say we work together.
Wait.
Hold on. How well do you know her mom?
I matched with her mom on Tinder a year ago, and
so you have the same relationship with her mother as you do with her.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh,
by the way, Paul, Mandy's on the phone with us.
Mandy, mom's on Tinder.
Hey,
no.
Hey, Mandy.
Oh, my God. That is. Are you kidding? That is disgusting.
Okay, but he didn't know.
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her. I can't.
For being on Tinder? It's not mom's fault.
She's dating and stuff? I mean,
mom's not married, is she?
No.
No? Okay, yeah. Well, then mom's not doing anything different than what you're doing?
Yeah, but mom is... she's meeting men my age?
I mean, she's not the only one.
It's like, I can't believe that she...
Your mom's a cougar.
She's... so embarrassing.
Well, I agree that probably you should not see each other again because there's no getting past that.
That's a tough one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mandy, I'm sorry. You're great. I just...
That would be awkward.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no moving past that.
I'd have to check the EBDBB&B and see what kind of... I'll explain that later. But we'll have to check this and see what to do here. I don't know.
There's no moving past this. Because what? Every time...
thank you. I mean, I'm glad... that there's a reason. Oh, God.
Well, don't take it personally. It's nothing you did wrong. I mean, this is nobody's fault other than Tinder is a weird place.
Why isn't there moving past that, though? Why can't you move past that?
Because every time they all see each other. So this relationship continues.
Okay.
And every time
the one you're shutting down, we haven't even let them decide if they can continue it. Now that she knows, now that he knows what they're talking.
Kids, do you want to continue this relationship?
I don't think I'm ever going to be in any relationship ever again.
Oh, man.
If this turned into a real relationship, they'd have to see each other, and mom and her all at the same place fairly regularly. And that would never not be weird.
Yeah. And everybody's seeing everybody in their birthday suits.
I'm sorry.
All right, fine.
But the group.
Fine. Here, I'm just trying to get
people
back
together. Yeah, I get it, Husker Nick. I get it. That's tough one to come back from. So, Mandy, now you know.
Yeah, thanks for helping me out.
Can we maybe, I feel bad because now you guys did this over the air. What about, we got Country Stampede coming up this next weekend. Do you guys want, we could hook both you guys up with tickets, hook mom up with tickets for all I care.
For crying,
you guys can all go down there. We'll see what happens. It's Stampede.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Mandy, I need to know, though, are you going to talk to your mom about this?
I haven't processed that far.
Okay.
Kind of need a little checklist.
Enough.
Have you dated this guy?
Looking
at Tinder together, trying to figure out who's seen who.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna steer clear of Tinder, though. That's for sure.
That sounds like a solid plan. At least you guys coordinate who's going where.
Double check and make sure mom hasn't been on like farmersonly.com or any other websites before you get on
there. Plenty of fish. All those. All right, well, Mandy.
Well, that's
thanks,
a new one.
Thanks for getting hold of us, Mandy.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you for your time, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. It just, that's what happens.
Is that what happens?
Well, it happened this time.
I did not expect that. Of all the answers that I had thought might be revealed, I did not see that one coming. I did not think he was going to say, I saw a picture of your mom.
Oh, my.
There's no coming back from that.
Mom sounds like a partier.
You don't recover from that. Mom's just a single person on Tinder
You realize now he will tell every one of his friends about this.
Oh. Hundo P.
Hundo P.
The awkward nakedness of the three of them.
Not together.
No.
Not together. Don't make it even. Leave it to you to make it weirder.
I'm stating a fact.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.